Well, hey, Scott.
Thank you for joining us on your Saturday afternoon. If you were cold earlier today, it is a beaut right now. Say you perhaps bought a $50 state tournament sweatshirt over in Hamburg. That has been shed right now because, Randall, I bring you in. She's cozy right now, huh?
It's cozy. Let's say that, Kirby. And Waconia is a cozy park, too, because this is pretty cool. Never been to Waconia before, but we're enjoying beautiful sunshine, like Kirby said, at Lions Field at Waconia near the high school. And yeah, should be in for a whale of a game, Richmond and Dumont here shortly.
That's who's duking it out. Is Richmond playing Dumont here in the state tournament. We're covering the Richmond Royals, and it's brought to you by your sports boosters, B&S Excavating, Albany, Richmond, A&W, IPM Wade Park, Corky's Bar, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Erkins Water, Brinkey's Liquor, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, El Rosa Lumber Company Incorporated, Pep's Pork, Central Minnesota Realty, Plantenberg's Processing, Woody's Bar and Grill, Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, and Gilliland Chevrolet. They bring you your sports. They bring you Richmond Royals State Tournament Baseball as the Royals for the 14th time ever here in the state tournament taking on the Dumont Saints. Randy Rothstein and I with you here at Lions Park. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Pre-game information, starting lineups, that's all coming up on the way on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, okay, so we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
The store is so big, the beer is so cold, the freezer is filled with ice, and the wine selection is so huge. And it's also close to home at Brinkey's Liquor, Highway 23, Richmond. A family-owned business for over 60 years, Brinkey's Liquor can help when it comes to planning a party or setting up a bar and serving at your event. Gary, Scott, and their employees take pride in servicing their customers' beverage needs with that perfect grown pitch every time. Stop by Brinkey's Liquor, Highway 23, Richmond. Open 7 days a week.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We're welcoming you back to Lions Field here in sun-soaked Waconia. Those clouds that were in Hamburg, they're no more, Randy.
They are no more. It's cleared out. And they were saying here in Waconia, Kirby, they had a little over an inch of rain, so not nearly as much as their neighbors it'd be to the west down in Hamburg, a little bit down Highway 212 and Highway 5. Yeah, the road to get here to the state tournament, Richmond, of course, in Region 15C, the number three seed. And Richmond taking on Dumont, who is the number two seed, and Dumont comes out of Region 9. Dumont, the number two seed. Ortonville was the number one seed in that Region 9. So should be an interesting matchup. We look at the Dumont lineup, Kirby. James Paul, Painesville grad. He's the manager. He's the shortstop for this team. Jordan Roos. Jordan played over at Roscoe for a number of years and graduated from Painesville. And so Jordan is going to start today for the Dumont Saints. And, yeah, some local ties. And, of course, we commented all week to Dumont Dick Bramer, Minnesota Twins TV announcer, is doing a book signing there today, right?
Yeah, how about that? I saw that Richmond manager Blaine Ottman challenged him. Whoever loses, the other team's got, or the losing team has to take the other one pheasant hunting or something like that, because Dick's a big pheasant hunter, as is Blaine. So, yeah, it's some fun ties, and it'll be fun. It'll be an interesting, and if you're asking, well, what do we know about Dumont? What's there to know about Dumont? They're making stage for the 12th time, first time since 2019. They've made it to 13, 14, 17, 19, 21, so no strangers to mid-August baseball are the Dumont Saints. So it'll be a good matchup, Randy, and why don't you give us those starting lineups to get us going?
I certainly will. For Richmond, they are the visitors on the scoreboard today because, obviously, they're the number 3 seed, Dumont the number 2 seed. Brady Clair leads it off. Brady will be doing the pitching today for Richmond. Dalton Thielen bats second as the DH. More to come on that. Trent Gertken will bat third. Trent today for the Royals.
Right field.
In right field. Oh, there's my number 9. Okay. Mason Primus bats fourth in center field. Cole Schmitz will bat fifth. He's doing the catching today. Logan Alshire bats sixth at short. Cameron Miller bats seventh at third base. Dusty Adams will bat eighth in left field. Chase Alshire, excuse me. Chase will bat ninth and at first base today. And Kyle Buddy will play second. He'll be DH4. That lineup for the Royals, Brady Clair, Dalton Thielen, Trent Gertken, Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz, Logan Alshire, Cameron Miller, Dusty Adams, and Chase Alshire with Kyle Buddy at second. For the Dumont Saints, it'll be James Paul leading it off at short. Jordan Roos bat second, doing the pitching. Matt Thielen will bat third at second base. Pat Cusats will bat fourth. He's the cleanup hitter in center field. Trent Vestlund will bat fifth. He's the DH. Eric Deal bats sixth at first base. Paul Zach will bat seventh, doing the catching. Jake Ulick will bat eighth. He's in right field. And Carson Model will bat ninth. Carson is in left field. Mason Lampe will play third today, and he's being DH4. That lineup for the Saints, James Paul, Jordan Roos, Matt Thielen, Pat Cusats, Trent Vestlund, and Eric Deal, Paul Zach, Jake Ulick, and Carson Model with Mason Lampe at third base. There you go.
I'm glad you got to say the names first just to make sure we could get them straight, okay?
Yeah, I did. I'll be honest with you. I like to do that before a lot of my games, go into the crowd, ask correct pronunciations. And so if it's not right in your ears, maybe it's my source was wrong.
I like it, yeah. No one to blame but someone from Dumont.
That's my source.
Yeah. That's the way he's drawing it up as the lineups have been introduced.
Dr. Keith Schlepper from Chiropractic Connection delivered us a candy bar, but he said that's from his mom and dad who are listening at home to the Richmond game today. So, Dr. Keith's parents, thank you for the candy bars for Kirby and I.
Heck yeah, that was a good Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I appreciate that, Dr. Keith. We got a great crowd on hand. It's 4:30, so kind of that late arriving crowd right now in that afternoon game. As Randy, the Royals making it back to state. They got into the state tournament for the 14th time a couple Sundays ago. They ended up with victories over the Cold Spring Rockies and victories over New Munich, and they're back at the back in the state tournament.
I'll never forget Richmond's first state tournament appearance, Kirby. I think it was in 1972 when they played over in Broughton. And back in those days, it was Ernie Dold and Gary Style and Jerry Willenbring, Tommy Niehaus, Ponch Roush, Mike Truman. And I'm missing some guys too, and I apologize.
Oh, they didn't have a 5-man team?
Well, they ended up drafting because they were they could draft out of their like mini region, Bill Holtz.
Oh, not a bad pickup.
Not a bad pickup.
Yeah, a little Hall of Fame pickup right there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my first. My Uncle Martin took me to Broughton to watch the Richmond Royals back in the day. I'll never, ever forget it. So pretty cool. They're back here, though. They've got a different lineup. A lot of players on this team, Kirby, maybe had fathers who played or uncles who played or even grandpas who played.
I mean, you just look at, you got Dusty Adams, his dad, his grandpa played. You got Blaine Ottman. His dad, of course, played and managed. It's a family affair when it comes to Richmond. And, Randy, you kind of alluded to it during the starting lineups, the Royals with a little different lineup out there today because the old college football bug kind of bit them a little bit, huh?
It did. You mentioned that Dalton Thielen plays down at Gustavus. You told us about that during the regions. And so their coaching staff is a little bit cautious when it comes to their players, right?
Sounds like it, yeah. They're going to allow Dalton to only hit. He will be the DH, so that creates an opening in center field. Dalton, a very good center fielder for Richmond. We saw him throw out a guy at the plate against the Rockies, make some great catches and stuff like that. So that's a tough loss, but, you know, the good teams have depth. They'll have to kind of survive in advance from there.
And one may wonder, why is Chase Elchar batting ninth for Richmond in a lineup where he usually leads off and plays short? Kirby?
He has a boo-boo on his wrist, Randy. In that game against New Munich, he slid into second base and kind of rolled up a little bit on his wrist and ended up hurting something on his wrist. So Chase is playing first and batting ninth. It's going to kind of be a let's see what you got kind of move as to see if he's ready to go, if he has enough in that wrist to perform.
Talked to Gary Ottman, Blaine's dad, before the game, and Blaine said, well, we've heard that there might be a little chip floating around in there. So we'll see.
We will see. That's what we'll do. We got the first pitch with me coming up in 2 minutes. 2 minutes away from the first pitch, Richmond and Dumont. Our middle game of our three today on KASM. Back in 2 minutes.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
We welcome you back to Lions Park, Lions Field, how about, here in beautiful Waconia. Let's set you up. 325 down the left field line, 370 to left center, 370 to right center. Randy, what would you say? 380, something to dead center?
You know, I'm surprised they don't put dead center up there, Kirby, unless they say it's 370 from those poles in right and left all the way around. I know they make parks like that, but it just seems deeper.
It seems deeper as 325 down the right field line. A lot of space behind home plate as more Richmond than Lake Henry, you would say, for real estate behind the dish.
Yeah. Jordan Roos on the mound for Dumont. He has the orange glove.
All right.
To go along with the team colors. You know a little bit about Jordan Roos. You saw him pitch in Stearns County League.
Richmond Royal draftee Jordan Roos.
Yeah,
Randy.
What's he going to see? What's Richmond going to see from him?
Well, it's kind of funny when you get Trent Gertken up there. It'll be two high school teammates playing against each other on different teams in the state amateur baseball tournament. But Mr. Roos will come. He'll pretty much come right after you. He does have a bit of a split finger, but for the most part, fastball, curveball from Jordan Roos. So. There are some Royals who have some histories with Mr. Roos, Gertken, Schmitz, and Adams, Claire, Thielen, Primus, Elshire, Miller. They would not have ever seen Jordan Roos. So a little bit of a, I guess, a couple of guys with a scouting report on Jordan Roos as the final warm-up pitch from Jordan is thrown down to second base by his catcher, Paul Zach, and we're going to be ready to go as Brady Clare makes his way into the batter's box as Scott Stevens technically producing back at the sports studio.
And recording, right?
And recording, right?
Right.
Scott? Scott.
And recording.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
There we go. As we welcome you, as we're ready to rock, 4:37, the start time, as Brady Clare into the batter's box. And we're ready to rock. Jordan Roos' first offering to Clare. Swung on and fouled down the third base line. Randy, real estate-wise, down the lines, like wide of first and maybe the next 20, 30 feet, a lot of room, but then it narrows as it goes.
Yeah, it narrows down in the corners, but yeah, lots of room. I like that, swinging at the first pitch, though. It's almost like he's going to throw a strike.
He's ready to rock as the one-strike pitch hit on the ground and into left field. It's a leadoff single for Brady Clare as he punches one through the left side. And he's helping his cause early with a leadoff single.
Do we see that a lot with Brady Clare, that inside outswing? Does a lot of his hits go to that left side?
Yeah. He likes that. Gets those hands moving forward. That'll bring Dalton Thielen to the plate. Got to say hello to Jason Spohn. Listening, former Royal.
Spohner, yep.
Got to say hello to Aaron Schneider. Listening in Iowa today, Randy. Aaron's got a cool excuse from for being a former Royal, missing the state tournament game, is the first offering to Thielen is smash, but that's fouled on the third baseline. They hungry? Aaron Schneider's daughter, Evan Schneider, got a liver transplant.
Yes.
They're meeting the liver donors tonight down in Iowa. How cool is that? Cool story.
Yeah.
Clare aboard at first as Roos' one-strike offering to Thielen, missing high for a ball. Moving our count to 1-1.
Kirby, you know, I can't take crying on the air very easily, so that's a great story.
Awesome
story. Yeah.
Randy gets goosebumps when the wind blows the right way. He's got him right now for sure. One on, nobody out as the 1-1 pitch. There goes Brady. Pitch missing up and in, and Clare slides in safely into second base. What a jump, Randall.
Nice jump by Brady Clare. And yeah, it seemed like the catcher had a little bit of trouble getting it out of his mitt, but still pretty close play.
Paul Zach with the throw right there. Kyle Schrader, the Big Bear, listening on the shores of Long Lake. Plenty of listeners. Randy, throw your phone number out there for everyone else listening.
248-1602. Use that 320. 248-1602 if you want to text me where you're listening from. I know Gary Ottman's wife, Ruth. Ruth said, I got sisters listening in three different states.
2-1 pitch to Thielen. Just a late breaker right there from Roos. Now 3-1.
We could set a record for
text
the amount of states listening to us today. It's probably going to be a record.
I like it. Royals are cooking here in the first. Runner at second, nobody out. Good time to hit for Thielen. 3-1 pitch, swings through that one. Chase ball four, Randy, as that'll fill the count up at 3-2.
Yeah, Dalton's hungry.
Of course, Talk a little bit about DHing, Randy, where you're normally in center field now. Is there a little bit of an opportunity to try to do too much?
Quite possible. Now, Dalton hasn't played the field yet or wouldn't have an opportunity, so this first at-bat's probably like normal.
Sure. Payoff pitch from Roos to Thielen that is missing high for a ball. It's a single and a walk, and Richmond's got the first two on in the top half of the first inning. Trent Gerken coming with a ball bag of balls to the batter's box.
Yeah, but that mentality as a whole, Kirby, I think really to be a legit DH, you've got to have done that for a while.
Yeah.
Just to take a position player off of your regular lineup and say you got a DH, that's hard.
Not easy to do.
No, that's really hard.
Good speed on the pads for Speckville as runners at first and second. Trent Gerken into the batter's box. First offering to Roos, missing up and away. And you know these two. Pretty sure they graduated together, Randy. Former teammates in Painesville, former teammates in Roscoe. You know somebody's going to be giving a wink at however this one turns out.
That's right.
1-0 the count. Roos's 1-0 pitch. That is missing low for a ball. Now 2-0.
Speaking of Painesville, I saw a whole bunch of the Pirates players here. They play tomorrow night. 4:30, we'll have their game on Chasm. Saw Ronnie Fuchs walking by. They honored the 1991 Regal team here at this site earlier today.
2-0 pitch from Roos to Gerken. That's up and away. And Jordan with some control issues here. Don't want to put too many on, especially with that meat of the Royal Order coming up, which reams Primus and Schmitz. 3-0 the count. Roos set. His 3-0 to Gerken. Red light as Trent takes a strike right there. former Royal Brent Rigerer listening in Fargo. Not happy with his son's scheduling of his hockey tournament, it sounds like. How we doing, Fatty? 3-1 the count. 2-1, nobody out. Richmond here, top of the first inning. A scoreless top of the first. 3-1 pitch to Gertken. Foul back to the screen. Heavy hack at that one from Gertken.
It's a battle.
Fills the count up at 3-2. People still coming in here. Do they not read the bracket right? Full count. See if Ottman puts some wheels in motion right here. Good speed on the pads. 3-2 with nobody out. Roos would love a punch out right here or a ground ball at somebody. Payoff pitch to Gertken is up and away. Runners stayed put, but now they'll jog to the next base. And the first three men have reached for Richmond here.
A manager's worst nightmare to have your starting pitcher load the bases in the first inning. And it's like, how are we going to get out of here? Well, I think Jamie Paul knows that short. I mean, you get out of here by finding that first out. Some way, somehow. Let's get an out here. And that's what Dumont's trying to do right now.
Single, stolen base, walk has Royals everywhere right now. And Mason Primus into the batter's box as the first offering to Primus is not in there for a strike, missing low.
Kerb, we mentioned the wind blowing in and Hamburg.
Straight out
here at Waconia.
Justin Schrader absent from the Royal lineup today as well. As the 1-0 pitch to Primus, that is in there for a strike.
That might have been a courtesy strike there by the home plate umpire. Mason asked, did you call that a strike?
I thought I heard you say strike. Did you actually mean that? Bizarro world here in Waconia. The strikes are balls and the balls are strikes, but it's even at 1-1. Roos's 1-1 pitch, off speed, missing down and away.
He's just struggling. I mean, he's not missing by a little, Kirby. He's missing by a lot on some of these pitches here.
2-1 the count. Bruce working from the full windup. Claire at third. Thielen at second. Gertken at first. Richmond looking to strike first in the first. As Roos's 2-1 pitch. Primus, little cue shot under the glove of Roos. It'll be fielded at second. The play to second is in time to retire Gertken. Claire comes across to score. Thielen over at third base. Primus aboard at first. He gets the job done by getting the run in, but Jordan Roos may be kicking himself, Randy. Could have got the out at home there.
Could have got the out at home or even twisted a double play. I mean, could have got two outs easily.
So give Primus the RBI.
And it was extremely close at second. Wow.
That was bang, bang. It was a flip from second baseman Matt Thielen. Kind of high and not a lot of zip on it. Gertken almost beat it out. Cole Schmitz to the plate. First pitch to Cole. Looking to make it a four-run game with that swing. Swings through it. 0-1 the count to the Royal catcher. Great speed at third in Thielen. Primus, he's no Claire or Thielen, but he can run plenty over at first. He's got a healthy lead. Roos set. He'll come home. Pitch to Schmitz is in there for a strike, and Cole's in a hole at 0-2.
Oh, that pitch was in his powerhouse there, Kirby.
Two strikes the count. Richmond already on the board, up 1-0 here. The 3 seed out of Region 15C. As this pitch in there, strike 3. Curveball gets Schmitz looking for a huge out number 2 on the strikeout, Randy.
That was a big curveball. I mean, Cole basically gave up on that because it was headed towards his hip, and then it broke across the plate yet, caught the inside corner, and rung up Cole Schmitz.
So 2 down, Logan Elshire to the plate. Another lefty for Richmond. Runners at first and third. First offering to Logan. Off-speed pitch that bounces away from the catcher, Paul Zach. Not nearly far enough for Thielen to come across to score. Sean Terrace listening today. Chad Brickwig making fun of Brent Ruggemer's priorities listening today.
I had Chad in eighth grade basketball, too, with Tony Hoffman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How did Chaddy B
Chad throw it was, up? Chad was all right.
Was he good at talking, just like Tony?
Chad was a little more quiet, but he grew up, and now he talks a lot. He likes Chasm, though. He listens to Chasm all the time. So we like Chad.
1-0 pitch to Elshire. That's blooped into short left center field. That ball's going to get down, and it's an RBI single for the Royal shortstop, Logan Elshire. He doubles up the Richmond advantage. They lead now 2-0.
Yeah, big swing there by Logan Elshire. Kirby, you could see it off his bat, a little of that inside-out swing again for a left-handed hitter, and it was tailing away from the center fielder.
So two in, two on, two out for Richmond. Cam Miller, another Royal lefty into the batter's box.
Saw Cam's dad here earlier and Cam's grandma, Irene. Irene Miller listening back in Litchfield. Kirby and I went through Litchfield today.
We did. We saw Litchfield today as Miller swings through the first offering. Two run first for Richmond, just what the doctor ordered.
Debbie Merton and her mom listening back at home, so thank you, Debbie.
Roos's one strike pitch, Miller fouls to the netting. Speaking of cool stories, cool story listening back across the street from my homestead, Keith and Sharon Schaefer, as they'd be here in a minute, but fighting it a little bit right now, and the Royals stopped by Keith and Sharon's place this morning, Randy, on their way out of town.
Yep.
Hello to the Schaefers. As time called at home plate, Cam Miller calling time. He's in a hole at 0-2. Richmond's got two in. They got two on here in the first. Primus with a big lead at second base. Roos staring at him. Two-strike pitch to Miller. That's tapped on the ground towards second. Second baseman kicked it. Went right between his legs right there, Randy. Nice hop to him, but Matt Thielen trying to be a little too quick right there. And the inning extends on the air by the second baseman. Everybody stays, or everybody advances, and it's bases loaded again for Richmond. Eighth man to hit, Jeffy Adams.
First ground ball itis, Kirby. You know, that first ground ball, you can take them in practice, and you can be clean as a whistle, but that first ground ball in the game, it's like, gosh, got to make the play. Rushed it a little bit.
So Adams will step in, looking to make it hurt, as Dusty. First offering from Roos. He slashes this one right to the glove of third baseman Mason Lampe, and that does it for Richmond in the first. But a good first for the Royals, scoring two runs on two hits. There was one Dumont air, and Richmond leaving them loaded like their Stearns County compadres, the Spring Hill Chargers, did earlier today. After a half an inning, 2-0 Richmond onto the bottom of the first in a minute and a half on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
We welcome you back to Waconia as to the bottom of the first we go. And Randy, what would every 20-year-old pitcher love in his first state tournament start? A two-run lead.
A two-run lead. Yep, some runs to work with. And, you know, I was talking to Gary Ottman again. Gary talks a lot, too. He could have been on that basketball team of mine, too, in eighth grade, but he's older. Anyway, Gary said Blaine was worried last night, and Blaine, his son, manages. He goes, what do I do, Dad? I've got all these hitters here. And Gary goes, just pick away. Get a run here. Play some small ball early. Get some runs early and play with a lead. And that's what the Royals are doing right now.
Up to Rock as it's the top of the order, obviously, for Dumont in the bottom of the first. Jamie Paul looks at a first pitch strike from Brady Clare. Royals around the on the corners. It's Miller and Chase Elshire on the corners. Double play combination of Logan Elshire, Kyle Buddy up the gut. As Brady right back, his one strike offering to Jamie Paul. That is laced into left center field. This will be extra bases for Jamie Paul as that one runs the gap. He's at second. Dusty Adams picks it up in left center, and he flips it in, and Jamie Paul gets things cooking for Dumont early. He's all over that one-strike pitch.
Absolutely. Laced it to left center field, and, yeah, this game versus the first game in the Spring Hill game, I mean, outfielders are going to have to play a little deeper, Kirby. Those gaps get a little bigger, and it's a little drier here, isn't it?
Brady Clair threw 11 and a third in Regions, 7 runs, 3 earned, 15 strikeouts, but Randy, your least favorite stat, 10 walks.
Yeah.
So a man on in the leadoff man. It'll bring Jordan Roos to the plate. Clair's first offering to Roos, missing down an inch. Schmitz has to dive and dig that one out. He comes up with it. Left field, Dusty Adams. He picked up that double. Mason Primus in center field. In right field, Trent Gertken. Cole Schmitz behind the plate. Brady Clair on the mound for the boys in blue. As Clair set, a look at Paul at second base. His 1-0 offering to Roos is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Nice backdrop here. There's no batter's eye. We've got some trees in center field, but the backdrop of the school in left center and another school in right center. If you're planning on coming to Waconia, you're going to be treated to a beaut. This is a cool park. As Brady set, long pause for the young lefty. His 1-1 to Roos. That's laced into left center field. That ball will drop. Paul gets the green light at third, and it's double single to cut the Royal lead in half. Is Dumont coming out swinging, Randy Rothstein?
The Painesville connection of Paul and Roos getting it done here, the 1-2. Swinging the bat against Brady Clair.
Lacing that one into center field for a single. So double single and a run in for the Saints. That will bring their three-hitter, second baseman Matt Thielen, to the plate. As Clair will work from the set once again, obviously, with a man on first. First offering is on the corner for a strike. Good location right there from Brady Clair.
This Thielen kid played at the University of Minnesota Crookston.
All right.
Played some college ball there.
A Golden Eagle. As one strike pitch right here from Clair. Brady's one strike offering off speed. Yikes. Where'd that miss, Randy?
Wow. Brady's going to need that call. And there was no Friday night strike there.
No. Evens it up at 1-1. Nobody out here for Dumont batting in the first inning. Settle in. We got baseball all night tonight. As the 1-1 pitch, that's missing low. Now 2-1. Luxembourg and St. Benedict. Half an hour or so after this game coming up here this evening.
Of course, we came here. The park was packed, Kirby, and of course, that was home team Waconia playing against Sobieski. So
no, that was Wyndham.
Or is Wyndham, excuse me, Wyndham.
1-2-1 pitch off the plate right there. Now 3-1 to the three-hitter. Yeah, there was a great crowd for that game.
Oh, huge.
Still a good crowd making their way in here today for this 4:30 game. Clair's in trouble right now. Runner at first. 3-1 the count on Matt Thielen. 3-1 pitch. That's fouled to the netting. We'll fill it up at 3-2. Joe Gertken let me know that the Gertken clan is listening to the game out at the farm, and he says, go Royals.
And Corky Adams, you're being missed. Corky is being missed, not at the game. One of your best friends, Mark Bierman, is here. He came to see you personally, Corky. And
Let him down.
Let him down, Cork.
Payoff pitch to Thielen. That pitch has popped up. Schmitz will not have a play as that one twists on a play. Fills it up at 3-2. Would you go with pulled pork or burger for your meal?
I did a burger.
You did a burger.
And a big hot dog.
There we go.
The hot
pulled
dog
pork was tasty.
Oh, I bet.
Brady set. Big pitch coming here early. 3-2 pitch. That's fouled at home plate by Thielen. He stays tough in there. We're still full at 3-2. A run in already for Dumont. They went double with Jamie Paul and a single, RBI single for Jordan Roos. Now Matt Thielen in a battle with the young Royal left-hander. As Clair set, the left-hander ready. Short pause, comes home, payoff pitch, curveball in there, strike three. He didn't get it earlier, Randy, but he got it with two strikes for a big out number one.
You saw Thielen's knees, Kirby, just buckle there on that deuce. Nice pitch.
It's confidence in the hook right there for the young lefty. So Thielen's out.
And again, that'll bring get Pat, that first out.
Yeah, got to get the first one. You can't get three before you get one. So that brings Pat Kusatz to the plate. He's in center field for Dumont. They got like these white jerseys with orange striping. I've never wanted a push pop more in my life, Randy, as the first offering in there for a strike to Pat Kusatz. Richmond with their gray pants, navy tops. That beautiful R right above their heart. One strike the count. As Claire, the lefty, is one strike offering that will miss up and in on Kusatz, even it up at 1-1. Pat, kind of wheeling out of the way of that one. Those are the ones you want to hit you. Curveball up high.
I've been in, take it in the shoulder, in the meat part of the shoulder.
Evens it up at 1-1. 2-1's our score in favor of Richmond. They scored two in the first, but Dumont came back with one already at the least here in the bottom of the first. Is that pitch missing high from Claire? Now 2-1. Richmond in that visitor third base dugout. Dumont in the home first base. They got that railing up front everybody gets to lean on. Becoming very popular. Made its way to Stearns County. St. Martin has that. Spring Hill has that. 2-1 the count. Claire could use a roller at somebody. Brady set. His 2-1 pitch. That is just off the plate to move it to 3-1. Mason Primus from center field. I think Mason liked it, Randy.
Can of corn for a strike zone, Kerb.
So 3-1 the count. Cleanup hitter up, Pat Kusatz. For Dumont. As the 3-1 pitch that is popped up. Schmitz has a play. If Cole can get there, he'll catch it. He dives. He can't get there. Ball drops foul to fill it up at 3-2. Good effort by the Royal veteran catcher. Just not exactly a sky pop by any means. Just almost like a little chunk shot over there.
Sure, Cole is sharing in the excitement of his brothers-in-law.
Oh.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I would say so.
Over in Spring Hill.
You know Christmas isn't going to be fun for Cole if one team wins and his team loses, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Terrace boys all brothers-in-law.
It was weird that they took that hanger out of their mouth. Those were some big smiles from the Terrace family after the game. And warranted as well. Awesome victory for them over a pretty doggone good Delano team. Full count right here to Pat Kusatz. As Brady's payoff pitch, that is laced into right field there. No, he's not missing many barrels right now, Randy, as he solid knock right there for Kusatz. Puts the go-ahead run aboard at first. First and second with one away, and the batter will be Trent Beslin.
Boy, Dumont brought their batting cage with today. They are hitting some ropes right now off of Brady. And again, I think Brady, like you said, he walked quite a few in the regional tournament, Kirby. He's got to be more accurate with those pitches right now, and he's all over, and he's being forced to come with something right down the middle.
Falling behind in the count. So two on, one away. As the first offering, this pitch has popped up. Schmitz over for a look. Cole won't have a play. That was by Trent Beslin. Beslin, a big boy, Randy. The DH today. He's a good 2-3 inches taller than the 6'2" Cole Schmitz. One strike the count. 2-1 our score. Two on and one out. Royals have been in the field for a while here. As Claire set, here's one strike offering. A little two-seam that tails back in for strike number two.
Yeah, long first inning. I mean, Richmond, what did they send? Eight men to the plate?
Yep.
8 men to the plate.
5 o'clock already. 23-minute old game. You're listening to KASM, AM 1150, FM 107.7. 105.5 HD2 and MyChasm.com. Off-speed pitch. Popped back. Schmitz for a look. That'll hit the roof of the grandstand here. These overhangs, I mean, hardly anybody had those once upon a time. Now everybody's got one. And look at this monster.
This is huge. This is huge. Yeah, don't want any wind getting underneath that and taking that off.
Oh. Two strikes the count to Trent Beslin. As Claire set, his two-strike pitch. That's missing high for a ball. Now 1-2.
You know, the layout of this, Kirby, almost reminds me of Shakopee in a sense that Shakopee's very fan-friendly, too, with their bleachers.
I love it there.
Yeah.
1-2 the count. Claire's 1-2 pitch, off-speed missing high. Now 2-2, and this is what you're talking about, Randy. He was ahead in this one. Now he's kind of falling back into it. Eric Terris texting me that the conversation has come to a dull on the Spring Hill Charger bus. Everybody's got a cell phone up to their ear listening to this one. He also said, go Royals. Congrats, Chargers, once again. Claire Sett looks at second. 2-2 pitch. That's laced on the ground. Elshire fields at first. He throws to his brother, but it gets away from Logan, and that's going to allow the tying run to come across to score. Chase went to his right, through to second base, and Logan Elshire unable to handle it, and we're tied at two now. Runners at first and third.
I think the throw was there, but it might have been into the runner a little bit, that it was just bang, bang. When the ball got there, the runner got there, Kirby, and Logan couldn't hang on to it. And Blaine Ottman out of the dugout, going to go have a word with his left-hander.
Blaine out of the dugout right away as we will get a visit. Man, Richmond.
They're giving Chase the air.
That probably accurate. It seemed like, oh, wait, they gave Chase the air?
They E3.
It seemed like he threw it right to Logan there. I see the scoreboard, but. All right, so Richmond in some hot water. We got a new ball game, and they got to put a pin in it right here, Randy, because Dumont in jeopardy, or, you know, they're threatening right here to take that early lead.
You bet. I mean, give credit to Dumont. They could have rolled over right there. Kirby down 2-0 going into the bottom of the first, but they battled back-to-back hits to start off there first, and then another hit and an air, and all of a sudden, it's a new ball game.
They got some lefties, huh?
They do.
This is their third, fourth lefty. Eric Deal, the first baseman, with runners at the corners. It's Pat Cusatz at third base. At first base, Trent Besselin. As Claire Sett, BK's first offering. Missing outside for a ball to Eric Deal. First baseman for the Dumont Saints. No activity in the Royals' pen thus far. As Claire Sett, 1-0 offering. That's missing high for a ball. Now 2-0. So if you're Ottman, Randy, and you got all those weapons in that dugout or in the field, when's enough?
When's enough?
2-0 the count. As now we do see some activity in the Richmond pen. It's Eli Emerson up as 3-0 the count. Three wide ones to the six hitter, Eric Deal. Three and oh the count. Just the one out here. He got a strikeout on the three hitter. 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Moving our count to 3-1. Scott Stevens back at the sports studios in Albany. He's Randy. I'm Kirby with you here from Waconia. Lions Field. Richmond with two in the first. Dumont two as well. And they're threatening yet with runners at first and third. Claire's 3-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground. Pass to diving Elshire and into right field. It's an RBI single for Eric Deal. And Dumont has stormed back with three runs of their own to take a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, that one had eyes working its way through the infield.
RBI single for Eric Deal. That'll bring Paul Zach to the plate.
Fourth hit of the inning, Kirby.
Get the air. No walks. Just like you said, ground ball with eyes right there. Claire would love a ground ball, preferably to the belt of Buddy or Elshire up the gut. As Paul Zach, the catcher, first offering from Claire, missing high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Double, single, strikeout, single, air, single. RBIs to Roos and Deal. That third run came across on that air as the 1-0 pitch. Cue shot, and that's up into the netting. Evens it up at 1-1. Look at the socks on the on-deck hitter. What in the world is that? Who is that? Right fielder Jack Ulick, or Ulick, excuse me. He's got like stars and stripes on one, or stripes on one and stars on the other. 50 shades of flare as this pitch hit on the ground towards third. Miller has one play. That's across the diamond to first in time.
Getting out.
To retire Zach, and a big out right there for out number two. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Besselin to third. Deal to second.
You mentioned, Kirby, that's his only play, and that was. Everybody else was off with the pitch. And they got an out, got out number two.
So two down. Brady looking to put a pin in it right here. As the batter will be Jack Ulick. As the first offering to Ulick, a little cue shot off the end of the bat. Fielded by Buddy at second. He flips it over to Elshire at first, 4-3 to retire Ulick, and that does it for Dumont in the first. But they come storming in the first, scoring three runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. A Richmond error and two big ones left on base. We've played 1-3-2 in favor of Dumont. On to the second inning coming up in a minute and a half on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Here we go here in Waconia. Chase Elshire, Brady Clare, Dalton Thielen into the batter's box. 9-1-2 for Richmond. As Roos's first offering to Elshire, this pitch is popped up in the infield.
Ooh, and Sun.
Sun is, Roos is diving and he can't get it. The sun is what? Setting behind the first base dugout. And that's where that bad boy went up to as that ball drops. And Richmond gets a leadoff man on here in the second inning. You got to go, is that what do you think, air?
They are hashing it out in the press box behind us, Kerb.
So, man on, tying run for Richmond. As that'll bring Brady Clare into the batter's box. As Rousson gets Elshire on one pitch, as we're going to get time called at home plate by the catcher, Paul Zach. Still no indication from the scoreboard, Randy. Air on the third baseman, I heard it. Second error of the day for the Saints, as Clare swung at the first pitch in the first inning. Now up here, he swings at the first pitch and fouls it into the netting. Kurt Hemish delivering me a water. What a guy.
He's all over in his garage this morning.
One strike the count on the Royal pitcher. Pickoff attempt by Roos. Elshire back safely with ease. I think everybody who hails from Richmond was curious to see how Chase's swing would turn out, Randy. Popping that one up. Didn't look hindered by any means. So one strike, the count on Clare. As Elshire, his lead at first. This offering hit up the middle. Double play ball. Paul Fields steps, throws, double play. Right to the bag. Brady hit it right there. You couldn't have hit it to a worse spot than an easy 6-3 double play. Gets two for Dumont.
And James Paul realizing, heck, it's going to be easier for me to just step on the bag rather than flip it. So he did and made easy work of that.
Two away. That'll bring Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton, the designated hitter for Richmond, as Roos looking for a quick one here in the second inning. First offering to Thielen, missing high for a ball. Dalton didn't play last weekend, but, man, what a first weekend he had in the regions for Richmond. Ended up going 5-for-10, 4 runs, 2 RBIs, a triple, a double, and a walk. Hits one on the ground to third. Slow roll. Nice stretch at first base by the Dumont first baseman, Eric Deal, on the throw from Mason Lampe, and 5-3 retires Thielen. That does it for Richmond in the second. No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left. 1.5, 3-2 Dumont. Back in 2 minutes with the bottom of the second inning coming up right here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.